December 2002 was a record-setting year for rain all up and down the Northwest coast, right to from Washington to Central California. We were living in Silverton, Oregon at the time, and my husband's son, 11-year-old son, was going to be spending the holidays with us. So before he came, we made the arrangements. We thought, my husband's a Raiders fan, so we thought, wouldn't it be fun to go down to Oakland and see a Raiders game, maybe visit a few relatives? And we didn't want to fly because it wasn't that far, but that was expensive, and gas was really expensive. Plus, it was raining all the time. So we thought, we'll take a train. That would be a really nostalgic way to travel, just like back in the old days, you know, kind of take our time. And we would go overnight. The plan was to leave from Salem, Oregon, at 5 o'clock in the evening. The seats in the train were really comfortable. They reclined a lot. We thought we can snooze on the way, and we'll get to Sacramento around between 8 and 9 o'clock in the morning, rent a car, maybe have some breakfast, drive on over to Oakland and have some lunch maybe and see our game. So we get to the Salem, and my husband spent over $250 all those years ago on 3 tickets for the Oakland Raiders game, plus the plane tickets and all. So we get to the train station, and we're there like about 4:15, and no train. Well, it was an hour late. So we thought, you know, we've got so much time to play with. 1 hour is not going to make that much difference. So we head out of Salem at 6 o'clock, settle into our really comfortable seats. It's not crowded at all. And there's a snack car on the train, plus we brought food with us to snack on. And we had to make one stop, and that was Eugene, Oregon, to pick up a few more passengers, and then it was going to be straight through to Sacramento. But because we were an hour late, we had to stop just outside of Eugene and wait for a freight train to come. So then we finally pulled into Eugene, picked up the rest of the passengers. Now we're maybe an hour and a half, hour 45 minutes past, you know, the time where we should have been further ahead. But now we're on the way. So the plane train takes off, and we settle in and eat our snacks and going down the tracks, getting dark already. Actually, it's dark. And we knew we'd be heading into the mountains, pouring with rain. We're moving along at a nice clip, and the train starts to slow down again. It's like, what in the world? We're in the middle of the mountains. What could we be stopping for? So the train is stopped, and everybody's buzzing, what's going on? Find out there's a mudslide on the tracks. So we sit there, and we sit there, and we sit there, and, you know, probably another 45 minutes or so, pick up speed. The mudslide was cleared off. We're well on our way. Hadn't gone far at all. Stop again. Now what? A boulder on the tracks had rolled down some mountain, so this took a lot longer. So we're waiting on the train, and it was funny because in the beginning the mood was like, okay, sera, sera. But then as all these things started happening, the mood of everybody on the train, it kind of went from whatever to you're kidding me to really getting pissed off. And, you know, the snack car was running out of food. And, you know, by now we're close to, you know, 2.5-3 hours late. So now we're thinking, well, we'll skip breakfast. We'll just pick up the car and we'll have a nice big lunch when we get into Oakland, you know. So we finally get going again. We're going for quite a ways. Fell asleep. Woke up when the sun was coming up to look out to mountain streams and some really beautiful scenery with the snow. And we're coming down the mountains, and we get onto the plains, and we're slowing down, and we stop again. I'm not kidding you. We stopped because there's a tornado warning in Chico. And we were just outside of Chico. We were just this side of Chico. We're like, come on, are we on candid camera or what? I mean, this was unbelievable. You know, delayed mudslide, boulder, tornado. So now we're thinking, well, We'll get there. We'll eat lunch in the stadium. We'll get there for the kickoff, you know. We'll get there just in time for the kickoff. So the tornado warning was lifted, but we're not moving. We're sitting there longer and longer, and everybody is really mad now. The snack car is out of food. Everybody's out of food. Everybody's fuse is short, and nobody had any control. That was the worst thing about it. We couldn't say, let's just get off this train and go rent a car. We're out in the middle of nowhere with no control, and then we find, finally, after asking, why are we still sitting here? The tornado has come and gone. Because we were so delayed, we were waiting for a shift change to come out. They drove out from Sacramento, our destination. The shift change drove out from Sacramento. I guess the union or something, you know, the people, the workers on the train couldn't work anymore. So we wait for this van load of people to come out from Sacramento, which is where we're going, and everybody trades places, and then we get there. So we were 6 hours late. It's pouring rain. We rushed to get our rental car, arranged for it to be round trip instead of, we were going to take the train back, but no way now. So drove like a bat out of hell from Sacramento, hydroplaning all the way to Oakland. We got there for the last quarter of the game. We're like running through the parking lot, soaking wet. People are leaving. And but the Raiders beat the Kansas City Chiefs 24-0.